This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia says it's significantly scaling back military operations near Ukraine's capital, but the Biden administration is skeptical. Details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Moscow says the pullback is a goodwill gesture as talks to ease the fighting continue in Turkey.
We'll see if they follow through on what they're suggesting.
President Biden says he doesn't read anything into the announcement until he sees what Russian forces actually do. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the Kremlin's not fooling anybody.
We believe that this is a repositioning, not a real withdrawal.
Both he and White House spokeswoman Kate Bedingfield say Russia still has enough forces to inflict massive brutality on Ukraine.
And the world should be prepared for a major offensive against other areas of Ukraine.
Sagar Magani.
The UN food chief is now warning that the war in Ukraine has created a catastrophe on top of a catastrophe and will have a global impact beyond anything we've seen since World War II. David Beasley is executive director of the UN World Food Program and says a crisis is because many of the Ukrainian farmers who normally produce a significant amount of the world's wheat are now fighting Russians. And Beasley told the UN Security Council on Tuesday that the war is turning the breadbasket of the world to bread lines for millions of Ukrainians for now. At the same time, he says a crisis is devastating countries like Egypt and Lebanon, which usually rely on Ukraine for more than 80% of their wheat. And again, Russia says it is, in fact, significantly scaling back military operations near Ukraine's capital. There's some skepticism from the Biden administration as a result, though. There is more at VOANews.com.